Hi, this is Cheap Pooch Radio here at RadioValencia.fm. It is a semi-sunny, semi-cloudy, semi-sunny, beautiful Sunday afternoon here.
It's not bad. It's not bad out there. It's 63, feels like 66.
Four.
Yeah, but a little overcast, right? No breeze. It's not wet. Everything feels like it's drying out. I'm a little damp. last week, you know.
Yeah, it's been a little soggy. It's been really cold, actually. Yeah.
Bone chilling cold. Like put on a sweater cold. Don't touch the thermostat because, you know, it's expensive these days.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Well, today we should have a pretty mellow show.
Mellow.
It's like 70s, 80s rock and roll, punk. You know, just crazy. Nothing crazy, just regular stuff. And since one of my devices has decided to become really problematic, you're getting canceled, iPad.
First gen, fuck
first
you.
Gen. Oh, you know those first geners, man.
I can't even pawn that thing.
I know they won't take it. They're like, no thanks. We don't need your trash.
We use you as a service tray. Oh, yeah, it's touchpad for sure.
You it's just a touchpad, yeah. Hold on a second.
I got to touch it to pick it up.
Anyway, that's where we're at. It's fine. Not too bad. Okay, there we go.
There we go.
Doing something. Thanks, iPad. But yeah, they really won't take it. All it does now is play the theme song and some background music, which is fine.
I can't even play games on that thing.
Do you got any games on that? No, I do not. No, I do not, small child.
No Minesweeper, no Solitaire, none of that.
All right, well.
You get theme song and background music.
That's all we get. But like I was saying, it'll be a mellow show. We can take a look at some of the upcoming marches. Of course, the big one is March 28th. Let's all get ready for that one. That should be lots of fun. And we'll take a look at what other shit's going down that we can, throw a rock at. Maybe go see a show. Maybe
throw an iPad first generation out. Bastard.
Yeah, we got two uses for this thing now. Join the resistance, iPads.
We signed you up already.
All right, well, let's get into the Tunskis because those should work. This is Cheap Pooch.
The Indians send signals from the rocks above the pass. The cowboys take position in the bushes and the grass. The score is with the corporal, she is tied against a tree. She doesn't mind the language, it's the beating she don't need. She lets loose all the horses when the corporal is asleep. And he wakes to find the fire's dead and arrows in his axe. And Davy Crockett rides around and says it's cool for cats, it's cool for cats. The Sweeney's doing 90 cause they've got nowhere to go. They get a gang of villains in a shed up at Heathrow. They're counting out the fivers when the handcuffs lock again. In and out of Wandsworth with the numbers on their names. It's funny how the missus always looks a bleeding sane. And meanwhile at the station there's a couple of likely lads who swear like as your father and they're very cool for cats, they're cool for cats. Change the mood a little, I've been posing down the pub. I'm seeing my reflection, I'm looking slightly rough. I fancy this, I fancy that, I wanna be so flash. I'll give a little muscle and I'll spend a little cash. But all I get is bitter and a nasty little rash. And by the time I'm sober, I've forgotten what I've had. And everybody tells me that it's cool to be a cat, cool for cats. Lots of questions that she hangs onto the wall. I kiss her for the first time and then I take her home. I'm invited in for coffee and I give the dog a bone. She likes to go to discos but she's never on her own. I said I'll see you later and I'll give her some old chat. But it's not like they on the TV when it's cool for cats, it's cool for cats.
the tranquility of solitude. Getting a cab in, travelling on buses. Read no graffiti about slash seats of bears. I say that's
people say that a little girl should be seen and not heard, but I'm saying,
Up yours! 1, 2, 3, 4!
Studio. This is Cheap Pooch Radio.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, and we got Joey Von Frankenstein.
Yeah, that's all right.
Smooth
yeah.
vocals. Let's put you up a little. Yeah, yeah.
I had my doubts with this new board and this new system.
Yeah, there you go.
You sound good.
You sound great.
Welcome to Cheap Pooch Radio on a Sunday afternoon.
Radio. Vocal fry.
Yeah, so apologies to the denizens of Cheap Hooch. I got boned by Muni.
That'll happen.
Did your BMW broke down, your Bart Muni walk?
Yeah, my BMW Bart Muni walk broke down. The bus that was 5 minutes away evaporated and turned into a bus at 19 minutes.
Ghost bus. Phantom bus.
But at least I helped a little girl.
It turned into a training bus really quick.
Yeah, at least I helped a little girl that accidentally knocked over a big sandwich board, wooden sandwich board, and she was trying to pick it up by herself, and I'm like, hey, honey, I have gloves on. Let me do this. I won't pinch my fingers.
We got to look out for each other.
Yeah, and Grandma's way down the street. So
Grandma didn't give a fuck.
Grandma doesn't know what's happening yet.
Grandma was late for bingo.
Yeah,
Grandma was like, I gotta go. Let's go.
Grandma was not late for bingo. She just didn't see what happened.
Grandma's never late for bingo.
Yeah, she's never late for bingo.
I get it. All right. Well, let me go ahead and say real quick, just a split second here, dedicated to the music that we listened to. I mentioned that today was an easy peasy one.
Easy peasy.
I listened to the song for the first time, which Rylan was like, oh yeah, I got that on 45. I'm like, of course you do. Cool for Cats by Squeeze. I hadn't heard that song before. Now I'm like, that is fucking adorable.
It's a good one.
I love that song. And I'm like, I shall dedicate a whole show to this one song. And I did. But then it turned out to like every other show that I'm like, oh, I play all these bands all the time. So this is an easy peasy, relaxing Sunday afternoon radio show.
Love it.
You don't, you know, we're going to relax, but then we're going to, you know, we fight the man later.
Yeah, well, you can already hear the sirens in the background.
That's
coming.
Right.
So you gotta listen till the end.
Things are getting crazy.
To see how fucking this pans out.
I mean, like it's if somebody had written what's going on in a book, I'd be like, this is ridiculous. This is not credible. This is nutty.
Yeah,
this a bad book. This is not credible at all. And then it's like, no, that's today.
Yeah, there was a grandma.
Dulcet tones of emergency. Hold on a sec.
Yeah, I mean, it's the
there was,
oh,
okay. There was a grandma.
The block is
who
hot.
Who was a nanny.
Oh, I heard about that.
In Diamond Heights. She got out because.
Good.
Basically, because it was ridiculous. And the people who she worked for called 911 and an emergency network to come free her, like, as soon as it happened. Because they were like, hey, she worked here. And the ICE people were like, she's blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
Uh-oh. Yeah, it's been
drug dealer.
It's been crazy. Honestly, I feel like maybe we all died, at COVID, and it's been like purgatory, like weird, like Twilight episode in the last 5 years.
I don't feel dead.
He feels very alive. But I just mean that, like, many times I sit at my desk, at my work desk, typing up a very useless email and going like, are we like not taking to the streets? Like, when's that going to happen? Who's organizing that? Am I really supposed to keep doing this?
Right.
But I have to keep paying rent. So that's just
The rent hasn't stopped
being due. Yeah. And Barbara seems like a nice lady, so I'll continue to pay rent.
Ding, ding.
Ding, ding. Yeah. All right. Well, let's see what else we listen to. After Squeeze, we listen to You've Got My Number from The Undertones, That's Entertainment from The Jam, Ant Music from Adam and the Ants, Whoop. Pump It Up from Elvis Costello, Swords of a Thousand Men from Ten Pole Tudor, Germ Free Adolescence from X-Ray Specs, Reward from The Teardrop Explodes, Up Oh Bondage Up Yours, which is a really funky track from Pussy Riot where they sort of overlay vocals and other music on top of the original X-Specs. Uh-huh. I'm sorry, X-Ray Specs.
It's like a cover and
sort
combo.
Duo.
Cover combo.
I liked it. I liked it a lot. And yeah. I was like, oh, why don't you join my party, Pussy Riot? Let's go. Yeah. And then finally, we listened to the B-52s doing Dance This Mess Around, which is
I
one
like
of my favorite.
Yeah,
I know I love
song.
That song. It's yeah. starting to become more satisfying to me than, you know, Rock Lobster and
Oh, yeah. It's
and
a
Love
great
Shack.
Song. It is a great song.
I still remember my physical reaction to Love Shack the first time I heard it when I was like, I must have been like 10 or 11, and I was just like glued to the TV, like it was like MTV or some shit, and just like, oh my God, this song is everything. Hey everyone, look at this art.
Yeah.
And then it was everywhere.
And then it was everywhere. Well, I mean, like, I think the song came, when did Love Shack come out? Like, it must have been earlier than that, because I feel like, because that would have been the 90s, like,
right?
It's a 90s song? Okay.
Love Shack was album 3.
Mm-hmm.
I think, it was the first album after Cindy Wilson's brother died.
Oh.
I think.
Yeah. I like to think it was like the early 90s, because you used to hear
92, maybe?
Okay,
Love
that makes
Shack
sense. That would have been
89, 92.
Okay, and perfect.
You'd always hear it, like, kind of followed by, like, you know, whatever else was in the 90s, like a Sheryl Crow or like Billy Ray Cyrus, you'd hear Achy Breaky Heart after.
Oh my God, nonstop.
Especially at like county fairs.
Let me tell you this, I never thought that was art.
Or what is it?
You know,
Tempest.
Yeah, shit like that.
Terrible. MTV only bands.
but yeah. Funky Love Shack. It's
I feel like
I
it was before Nevermind.
I was hoping that's what it would be like to be an adult, and it kind of is if you really lean into it and drink lots and party lots and hang out with cool people
and get your hair done wild
and
occasionally.
And get your hair done. That's true. All right, well, we're taking this break. I thought we could also take an opportunity to take a look at some of the shows that are taking place around town. This is coming off of the Steve Kwepke The List Bay Area, which is a great resource for all of your party needs.
Oh, it's
music
fantastic.
Needs.
Yeah, and always includes prices and approximate prices.
Yeah, approximate.
And, we'll
and
tell
pit
you,
warnings.
And pit warnings, and we'll tell you if it's sold out.
Yeah. Okay, well, Joey and I will be reading from The List, while you, Island, will be looking at Noise Pop, which is also taking place this week.
Yeah, Noise Pop started February 19th and extends till March 1st. You can still buy badges, I think.
You don't need no stink. Oh,
damn right,
damn
we don't need
jinx. But the badges are expensive,
oh,
except if you're planning to go to like more than four shows, and then they are a really good deal.
Okay.
Yeah, you get it.
All right, Joe, if you want to kick it off, I mean, we didn't, we haven't edited the list, so of course we're going to peruse the list. I mean, I'll do Monday if you want to do Tuesday. So looking at Monday, it looks like, I'll do a nice little call out to the Ivy Room. Now, the Ivy Room is in Albany, not San Francisco or Oakland. It's a little further away. We only make it there kind of rarely because it's kind of a truck and we don't have a car and we drink too much.
It is a great venue, though.
It's a fantastic
venue. That's where we saw
Frankie
and the Witchfingers.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
Well, they do shows there all the time. It's a great little place.
Over at the Ivy Room tomorrow, they've got Ominous, a Temple of the Fuzz Witch, Vessels, Sin Loto. This is a 21 and over show. It's $15, and the show should start kind of early-ish, around 7:30, so that's kind of nice. But if you want to stick around town, over at the Kilowatt, we've got Nis, Carrion Children, and Stars Dust, 21 and over show. Ooh, kind of pricey, $29.
Well, that Carrion Kids is from Mexico, actually.
Oh.
I know those guys.
Oh, cool.
Nis is a great band.
Yeah, there's a couple of things, but
that explains.
The Carrion Kids are from like you know, Mexico City, that side of stuff. So I'm sure they're asking for a couple more pesos than the rest of the people.
Have you guys heard what's going on in Mexico right now?
Oh, Mexico!
Dear Lord,
let's keep going with the list. We'll talk
Mexico later. Otherwise, I get distracted. Okay,
yeah,
let's see. Oh my God. Okay, I don't know about this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Apparently, Palace of Fine Arts tomorrow. Van Morrison.
Wow.
Shauna Morrison. I don't know who Shauna Morrison, but I wonder if they're
related.
Related.
Fuck yeah.
And then Elvin Bishop. I don't know. All ages show, 6 p.m., 7 p.m. There's no money on that, so is it free? No. I mean, Palace of Fine Arts is an open space, right?
I don't think it's free.
Probably not. Ben Morrison's going to do shit for free.
No, he doesn't
no
do
way.
Shit for
no
free.
Way. No way. No way. Let's see here. There's something called question mark is a tavern because it looks, because it can't be tavern. On the 312 Harlot Street in San Francisco. Oh, that's interesting. Question mark tavern.
There's some new, there's a couple new venues on that list, I noticed.
Oh, wow. We should maybe like walk by that tomorrow. It is, they have Blunt Force, Nail Biter, Sharps Removed.
Sounds like a pit warning.
It sounds like a pit warning indeed. Sounds like a, you know, sharp objects warning. This is a 21 and over show and it's free. Oh.
Yeah, trouble.
Okay, and those are the only ones I'm going to read for Monday. So we can go on to Tuesday. And Joey, how's your eyesight? Can you read this very small text?
Yes, we can. Okay. So Tuesday, February 4th, or 24th, I'm sorry, Benders, we got Suver?
Suver?
Suver, there you go.
Interesting. I don't know how that's
S-U-V or tell me, and then beefsteak.
Beefsteak.
21 plus, free with reservation. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's not too bad. Brick and Mortar got Vortex and something, something.
Cassandra?
That's a $35 show.
Oh, my goodness.
Castro Theater's got Sam Smith.
And oh, that's, it's already sold out, but that's supposed to be, like, the big, like, reopening of the Castro, right? I mean, Sam Smith.
Yes.
Pretty huge for them.
It is. He's doing a 20, I think 20 shows there.
Wow.
But the big opening was Darcy Drollinger opened the Castro last weekend.
Thank you.
And I was there.
Ooh.
So you know all about this.
I do know all about it.
So on February 24th on a Tuesday, we're going to skip it down. The Kilowatts got Playboy. Kilowatts.
Man Baby.
Man Baby trip. I don't know who is this. A tribute to Diesel Dudes and Mega Ran. Mega Man was already chosen. the Knockout, you got Levi Thomas, me and the...
Meanderthal. Meanderthal?
And then
Neanderthal.
Easy Crier.
That's me.
That's a really good fucking emo band name. Easy Crier. Oh, man. Anyway, then we got the Regency. This has been canceled. Never mind. The Rickshaw Stop. we got Rum Gold, Dana Williams. You know, then going on to February, the Wednesday, the 25th.
Oh, I'll take that one. And incidentally, is there any noise pops?
Yeah, actually, you know, I'm just going to burn through them because it's the whole week.
Do you want to do it at the end or do you want to do it right now?
I'll do it right now.
Let's do it right now.
All right, because some of them may overlap. Jay Robbins is playing Burning Airlines at the bottom of the hill on the 22nd. Wisp, who is a local San Francisco artist that plays shoegaze and was discovered at Outside Lands last year, is headlining at the Great American Music Hall. Jay Formidable is playing at the Swedish American Hall on the 23rd, and that show is sold out unless you have a Noise Pop badge.
Badges.
Steven.
You need sticky badges.
Steven Malcolmus is also sold out at the Great American Music Hall. That's the 23rd. We talked about Rum Gold at Pop Scene. That is a Noise Pop show. That's at the Rickshaw Stop on the 24th. Playboy Man Baby is playing at the Kilowatt on the 24th.
Oh, that's the one we just read. Okay.
Yeah, and then we've got Voorhees at the Brick and Mortar on the 24th. Porches on the solo at February 24th at the Great American. The Noise Pop, Do the Bay, and San Francisco Happy Hour at Bender's, which is... let's see, with Silver, Tell Me, and Beefsteak. That's free. It's February 24th.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I discovered Destroy Boys. I went to a Noise Pop happy hour at Bender's, and they were the first band, and they were better than anybody else. Clea Reed is playing two shows at SF Jazz on the 25th. Yellow Dogs are playing the Great American Music Hall on the 25th. That NIST show at the Kilowatt is the 25th. Hot Flash Heat Wave is playing at the Bottom of the Hill on the 25th. Belle is playing at Café du Nord on the 25th. Sugar Candy Mountain, one of my all-time favorite bands, is headlining at the Rickshaw Stop on the 25th. The Big Leak Collective Happy Hour is at Bender's on the 25th. That'll be another cavalcade of stars, and that one is also free. Shannon Shaw and Friends is going to be at KQED Live on February 26th.
You think Jamin's going to be there?
Probably.
I guess. Winston's Surf Shirt is a pop scene show at the Rickshaw Stop. Somersault is Great American Music Hall. SML is sold out at SF Jazz. Carpool Tunnel is February 26th at the Bottom Hill. Tom Kenny and the High Seas is February 26th at the Kilowatt. Esprit, which is George Clanton, is at Gray Area on the 26th. Cupcake is sold out at Public Works on the 26th. Fiery Furnaces are playing the Chapel on the 26th. Pinback and Bayonne are playing Bimbo's 365 Club on the 26th. White Crane Happy Hour is at Bender's. Again, another free show. That's on the 26th. Jamie Fine at Pop Scene is at Brick and Mortar. Clipping is at the UC Theater on the 27th. SML, two nights sold out at SF Jazz. So it looks like most of the stuff at SF Jazz is sold out. Tortoise, Great American Music Hall on the 27th is sold out. Lyrics Born is playing at Gray Area. That should be an amazing show. We've seen Lyrics Born a few times, and they're all kinds of fun. That same night, Shannon Shaw is doing another show at the Kilowatt. And Balanced Breakfast Happy Hour is happening at Bender's on the 27th. It looks like there's a Bender's Happy Hour every night of the week.
Wow,
for
that's great.
Noise
Go
Pop.
Go Bender's.
Yeah, and then Family Crest, Swedish American Hall, Beats Antique, UC Theater. This is February 28th. Tortoise is playing two nights at the Great American Music Hall. That's sold out. Hugo de la Lune, two shows at SF Jazz. February 28th, Illuminati Hotties are playing the Bottom of the Hill, and that show is sold out. Clover Country is at the Brick and Mortar. CFCF is at the Kilowatt on 28th. J-Som is at the Gray Area with... It's a KXP Vinelands live show with J-Som, Pink Breath of Heaven, and Sobstar. And that's on the 28th. There's so much fun stuff happening.
It might be cold out, but the streets are hot.
The block is hot. Every which way.
Yeah, it's totally happening.
Man, what a time to be in San Francisco.
The Illuminati Hotties have an early show at the Bottom
of
the
Hill. I love that name so much.
I know.
Yeah,
28.
That's creative.
There's an evening with Sun. I mean, the 28th is like a stacked night because Sun.
God damn it! Every time I leave San Francisco, it makes me regret it.
Yeah,
we might not be going.
We're going. It's all right. Mexico's all right.
Sun Ra.
Like, I don't know.
Keep going with the
Sun Ra. An evening with Sun Ra Orchestra is at the Chapel on the 28th. Text me. Okay, there's another happy hour at Bender's. Text Me Records Happy Hour at Bender's on the 28th. Vitas Lauscharn, two shows at SF Jazz. Esther Rose, March 1st at the Kilowatt. Oh, we've gotten into March 1st. And I'm going to just stop talking because there's so much.
Yeah, and honestly, like, a lot of it, there's crossovers with the list, Bay Area, where, like, I couldn't track what wasn't on there.
Well, I don't think it matters. The point is, Noise Pop is happening right now, and there's a whole bunch of shows, and there is a free happy hour at Bender's every night of Noise Pop.
That's pretty amazing. Now, did you speak about, on February 25th, the Chapel?
Who is it?
Because, I mean, it might be... Is it... It's a George Harrison birthday tribute. Oh, my God, I need to go see
that.
Yeah,
no
so
kidding.
That is going to be Cyril Jordan, Shannon Shaw, Andy Kabik. Well, I'll read all the names, but the names that I know are Shannon Shaw and Joel Robinow. Joel Robinow from the Once and Future Band. We've had him on the radio show. He's absolutely fantastic. And, of course, the incredible Shannon Shaw. But, again, I'll read the rest of the names. So Andy Kabik, Kelly McFarlane, May Powell, U-Wade, Skyway Man, Walk in Love, Isaiah Mitchell, Graham Norwood, Bree Jesh, Pandya, Etherwave Light Show. This is an ology show. It's $36. Doors are at 7 p.m. George Harrison birthday show. That birthday tribute. That sounds amazing because I love George Harrison so much.
No, and I think that's not a Noise Pop show. Yeah. They just scheduled it because his birthday is happening. They scheduled it during Noise Pop.
That's real nice. That's real nice.
Yeah. I went to the Sid Barrett birthday show that was done there by Robin Hitchcock. Mm-hmm. And it was just amazing. It sounds like so much fun. I'm booked that night, but I would totally go.
What are you doing that night? Where are you going?
That's Wednesday this week, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, I am already signed up to work late that night. So
I just realized because I'm kind of a hard set these days on not buying tickets to go see shows during the week because I'm just so exhausted all the fucking time because I'm not a spring chicken anymore. Anyway, but I'm actually taking Thursday off, so I'm wondering. I might be going to that chapel show if it still has got tickets, man.
It sounds amazing.
It sounds fucking amazing.
We just saw Sprint at the chapel, and it was a school night show, and they were see God amazing. Like they were so good. It was just one of those nights that I was like, I don't want to be here, and then I'm there, and they play, and it was so good. I was so glad I was there.
That's wonderful. That's so great.
So it still happens. It can happen for you. You just have to pick and choose.
I love it here. It's a good time here. San Francisco's a good time.
You just got to pick and choose. You can't do it all.
You can't do it all. So we're going out of town starting Thursday, coming back late Sunday.
Where in Mexico?
So we're going down to Tijuana to hang out with some of my family, and from there we're going on to Ensenada. What we were talking about just now is that there's some hot news, you know. Apparently the Mexican government, in coordination with the U.S., which at this point I'm like, oh God, guys, you don't want to do that right now, guys. You don't want to get mixed up with these guys right now, guys. They took down one of the heads of the cartels down there near in Jalisco, in PV area, Puerto Vallarta area. And there's a lot of fallout. There's a lot of violence. There's fires.
Airports
have been closed.
People are stranded.
There's an advisory to cover and hold in place, or what's it called?
Something like that.
Yeah. Like shit's going
shelter
down.
Shelter in place.
Shelter in place. Thank you very much.
Well, so. It's a devil's bargain by the Mexican government.
Yeah,
but,
absolutely.
The cartels centered around Puerto Vallarta have compromised and Jalisco have compromised the police locally.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like it is bad scene. I mean.
And it's just, tourism was one of the key, it's key to their economy. Of course, it's key to almost anybody's economy, right? But
it's key to our economy.
It's key to our economy, but we're screwing it up. What I'm trying to say is this kind of activity is going to, it's just going to have reverberations, just waves of affecting all sorts of people and people's livelihoods and people's lives.
Well, I'll chat with my hairdresser about that because
you almost said boyfriend.
Yeah, I know. No, his boyfriend lives in PV. So,
oh no, I'm sorry.
I saw a bunch of photos from PV, and it was
looking dramatic.
People are just on the roof decks, like holy crap, watching it all burn down.
Jesus. Yeah, there's
they got roadblocks. They got just
shit's going down.
God,
it's that whole part's but Jalisco's a big.
Big state, yeah.
There's photos of the Guadalajara airport, and everybody's just like, oh, I guess we're fucking stuck here.
Maybe we're going to go to Tulum for a week.
Fuck no, that airport.
Well, that's another part of the country,
No, I know, I'm just saying.
No, I'm just saying, that might be okay.
Well, I'm just saying, they're probably not going to open up that airport for a little while. So, I mean, anybody's in Guadalajara airport right now, which is a massive amount of people, I bet.
Yeah. Probably I mean, it's there are the two, or maybe the three